From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Barack Obama addresses the African Union. U.S. President Barack Obama is currently addressing the AU at its headquarters in Addis Ababa. He's closing his East African trip, becoming the first sitting American leader to address the AU headquarters in the Ethiopian capital. His remarks include reaffirming the United States' commitment to cooperation with African nations, as well as the importance of development and investment.
Africa's progress will depend on development that truly lifts countries from poverty to prosperity, because people everywhere deserve the dignity of a life free from want.
The American president offered a rebuke to the despotic so-called presidents for life of many nations.
And sometimes you'll hear a leader say, well, I'm the only person who can hold this nation together. If that's true, then that leader has failed to truly build their nation. You look at Nelson Mandela. Madiba, like George Washington, forged a lasting legacy, not only because of what they did in office, but because they were willing to leave office and transfer power peacefully.
President Obama also spoke about security in East Africa.
But from Somalia and Nigeria to Mali and Tunisia, terrorists continue to target innocent civilians. Many of these groups claim the banner of religion. But hundreds of millions of African Muslims know that Islam means peace. And we must call groups like Al-Qaeda, ISIL, Al-Shabaab,